Howdy, friends. Greg Milby here, and welcome to the 102nd episode of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. On this podcast, we recite and discuss lyrics to some of the best country songs ever written, and what we realize is a useless attempt at converting our non-country music-loving friend Ken into a fan. Is your headphones too loud?
Very loud, Greg.
I'll turn it. Is that better? There you go.
I can hear less, okay. Greg.
Tonight, we get into the holiday spirit with George Strait's Christmas Cookies. It's episode 102 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. Dr. Chuckles, Joe Bennett.
I sure do like those Christmas podcasts.
Captain Poetry, Eric Clemens.
We're back, baby, in the flesh in Greg's basement. With no pants on.
And not a fan, Kenny Rambo.
You all really have to ruin Christmas for me, too.
It's the mission.
I mean, that's kind of our role, I think. Yeah.
So usually when we're in Greg's office, or whatever this is called, podcast studio extraordinaire, none of us have pants on because it's so hot.
Yeah.
But now, look at this fancy. We got this little thing that you ask it questions. It always answers no, but it also makes us cool. It's an air conditioner. It's a rotating air conditioner. Thing, oscillating.
And we also have these fancy acoustic panels in here now.
Do we sound less acoustic?
Now we don't sound any better.
Let the record show that the person you're trying to convince is the furthest away from the fan.
That's true. But you do like layers.
Yeah,
you like to be on. Warm.
Yeah.
I'm always in a
t-shirt. But now I'm uncomfortable and disinterested.
That is the tagline for our podcast.
So pretty much like a normal day.
Yeah.
And disinterested.
Okay. All
you
right.
You all hear me. I can't hear me.
I feel like I can't hear me.
Yeah.
Did it turn it down too much? My gosh.
Greg was so loud.
Yeah, you were super loud. Yeah. I can't hear me. So I can hear me now. Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, there I am.
There we go.
That's, hello.
That is the proper level.
Hello.
Well, and I didn't adjust anything.
For all you all at home. Greg, I literally just watched him move a knob, and he said he didn't adjust anything. So
I mean, from earlier, it's actually louder than it was earlier.
That's the placebo button.
Oh. Okay. What do you guys want for Christmas?
Oh, man, don't get me started.
What are you guys getting? What are you getting?
I already got me a new surround sound tuner.
Ooh, doggy.
Dang.
That was it. That's all I needed.
Are we doing a present exchange between the four of us?
It's Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's four people. Really secret.
It'd be nice if we
well, we left
next
you out.
Week.
No, we actually left you out. It's just the three
That's
of us.
That's the secret, right. Eric.
That's the secret.
Right. We were going to have dinner, and then somehow you found out.
Yeah. But hey, the good news is, whatever country album they give me, all yours.
Oh, sweet.
I mean, we could give this country album, because it's a Christmas album itself. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Really good Christmas album, too.
All right, since I was left out, all I want for Christmas is for this Christmas album to play on repeat in the office tomorrow all day.
Okay.
That's all I want.
Okay.
For Christmas.
I think people will love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In
I mean, Kenny, do you care about your employees?
My mental health?
Hold on. I've
Being
been in the office
Christmas?
And heard a Christmas playlist coming from your office.
Oh.
From my?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
probably wasn't country, though.
I mean,
no, it was Christmas. I mean, step in the right direction.
Yeah. Oh, my wife has a real big beef with you, too, by the way.
What?
Your radio station that used to do Christmas Jamboree or something. What did y'all call it?
North Pole Radio?
North Pole Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, same thing. Only plays country Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on the same beef. It sucks.
Oh, I mean, I was enjoying it. I was getting down. We
Hold
so we
on,
drove
I like
around
where
yesterday.
This is going.
Looking at Christmas lights, and when we got home, Santa had come. Do y'all remember that joke?
Yes.
No? Okay, we really did this last night. We
That's drove a deep cut.
Looking at great Christmas decorations, and the kids were all excited and everything. And
somebody that's been listening for 100 episodes.
It finally paid off.
Back around. It's on my bingo card for Lyrics and Laughs.
Wait, there's those? So anyway, we get home, and Santa had not come, but... Kelly, she was like, you tell your friend Greg, I don't know what kind of things he's pulling down there, but I don't like it. So I don't know if you have any control over that.
I have none.
Okay.
I get a playlist because I do the show here in the studio.
Okay.
And I get a playlist daily.
Well, in her head, it's your fault, so good luck with that.
Right, and that's a lot of people think that the radio personality chooses the music. I don't. I just read what's in front of me.
Well, so next
and twice, hold on, hold on. To twice this week, the song that they played is not the song that I talked about.
So two things here.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, we've confirmed that Kelly doesn't listen to the podcast because she referred to him as your friend, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
So,
not so many words.
Not an avid listener.
She's not talked to me in like a year and a half.
And number two, well, I think there was an occasion where she saw me and was like, that's Kenny?
Yeah. Wait, I thought that was Greg.
So she's not talking to me because she thinks I'm you.
Calls it Dua Lipa?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I am curious, like, when did that change over time as far as DJs not being able to have, because I felt like DJs had more power, but maybe way, way back in the day, or am I just making that up in my head?
If personality is in your title, you should do more than just read what you're given.
Well, they did.
I mean, that's why we have Eric Reed. He has no personality.
That's true. Yeah.
Or spell.
Back in the day, they had a little more power, but what happens is a personality has a specific song or an artist they like, and they may favor them a little more. So they want a better rotation. So a computer selects how it happens.
It's a randomizer.
I don't know who's doing the music that is playing on the station we're doing, but it's not very random.
So essentially you can take your boombox and your microphone, go set up in the gap.
Right.
What?
Well, because they have that music.
And every 2.5 hours, play Carrie Underwood, Do You Hear What I Hear?
Yeah.
The variety's not there. That's Christmas music, too. There are only so many Christmas songs that you can play.
2,000.
Actually, I was reading an article about that, and I think I can find it somewhere because I know you guys are all into that. But there is a certain number of songs that...
Did anybody else?
There are 24 well-known Christmas songs, and the average person will hear each one about 700 times during the holidays.
Only 24? Come on.
Okay.
700 times?
Yes, during the holiday season, like Jingle Bells, for sure.
No, there's no
Rudolph
way.
Got run over by a
real
reindeer.
Number? Or was...
Well, it's...
It's probably...
It's according to a magazine article, that doesn't mean...
thinking like you're hearing snippets of it when you're in a store, you're not paying attention, stuff like that, I would think.
700 times I'm going to hear Jingle Bells?
I think it's a little high, but it's their numbers, not mine.
Anybody else accidentally catch the Mariah Carey special on network TV last night?
I missed that.
Missed that one.
Yeah.
Nope.
So
how was that?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't stick around. But, like, I was on there long enough to just figure out, like, just how much air we have to fill with content. I mean, so much so that we have a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was, like, the enthusiasm of the audience and their participation is how no one reacts to Christmas music. Dude, like, it's not that way.
I just want one Christmas song money. That's what I want. You know, like Mariah Carey.
Oh,
that one. That one. I will take that one.
Yeah.
And that's to the bank.
Well, yeah.
She's done.
Our friend and colleague was in Honduras and didn't escape that song for the Christmas season.
Yeah.
I mean.
You know, she tried to trademark the Queen of Christmas. And
that.
Because
there was another woman that.
Darlene Love was like, no.
She would always come on David Letterman and sing,
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That's Mariah.
Yeah, she was knocking off Mariah.
Darlene Love, golly.
It's gonna drive. I did a dance to this song in the show one year.
Well, I know that song because I played it twice today on my show within 2 hours of each other.
Yeah, I'm gonna two down, it. 698 to go.
Well, Joe and I were talking about this today, so Joe was taking some of my
Christmas Baby, Please Come Home
video tapes and digitizing them so that they could just go on a USB or something. And we were talking about, you know, in today's society, like he was showing me pictures of his grandparents and they were looking real not happy to be in the two pictures that he has of them. And, or maybe it was his great grandparents, but it's like now, like, hey, here's my grandfather's whole life. Cause basically, I mean, you have that, and especially for like us who do a podcast and have all these videos we film, like we're even more and above that. But I mean, you think of today's generation, the ones that are on TikTok and everything, they literally are recording videos every day.
Yeah. We all thought our grandparents were awesome because there was some mystery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our grandkids are going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Wow.
Puts on my heart out on that one.
So that's grandma on TikTok with half a boob out.
I got some ground to make
I can't
up.
Wait for Eric's great grandkid to see him in the Cupid outfit. That's my great grandpa. I'm so proud of him. Yeah. Or dressed as a Christmas tree.
Not only was he an a-hole, he's also an idiot.
My life just got so much better.
That's weird. His Makes friends me. Didn't even like him.
And he knew Greg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want y'all to know how dedicated I am to this podcast.
Uh-oh.
This is how dedicated I am. Is that right now, as we speak, mm-hmm. there is no one at my house but my wife. The grandparents took the kids up to Louisville to spend the night, and I am here. Instead of being home with my wife alone, I am instead here with her. Three other dudes in a small studio.
Well, I've met Andrea, so I get why you came hang out with us.
See, I just want you guys to know that's how dedicated I am. It means the world to me.
You know, I would.
There are so many jokes there.
I'm not even sure where to start.
Yeah.
You said, could I spend a night alone with Andrea, who I haven't seen all day, or could I go sit in a hot room with Eric, mm-hmm. who of which I've sat in a hot room with for 10 hours today?
Some more of that.
And then let's bring two other guys into the hot box.
It's all I wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, and I would argue, yes, you're dedicated to the podcast, but there is one person that I believe is more dedicated to the podcast than any of the four of us here, and I can hear the door opening right now. Mr. Luke Bryan, we haven't seen you in a while. And there you are.
Hey, y'all.
Woo. Oh, Lucas.
Oh, man. It is good to be back in the studio with y'all.
I know.
Good to see you, Luke.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Luke. Oh.
So we've been out for a number of months, and we came back last week, but we weren't in the studio. And I think you peeked your head in for a second, but we didn't really get to the meat and potatoes of it.
Let's get to it.
Where have you been? Have you been in Greg's basement this whole time?
Yeah, no, we talked about this, man.
We did.
Yeah. I've just been hanging out.
I just didn't, like, your beard is long.
Yeah.
Like, last week, did you have it curled or something?
Well, no, it's just no razors down here and whatnot. And so, I've just been hanging out, chilling, trying to catch up on some shows that I've been missing out on.
Okay.
Man, have y'all seen, y'all ever heard of The Sopranos?
Yeah,
that's a good show.
Luke, speaking of shows, I saw an article today.
Mr. Belvedere, you ever heard of that one?
Yeah.
Love that one.
You can stream that?
Yeah, it's hard to get. Wow. I can get it in Greg's basement. Okay. He's got it on DVD.
I hear the Manning brothers roasted you recently.
Oh,
man, I was on the show with them. Them jerks, they really got me. Peyton and Eli, they're some scallywags, I tell you.
But
what did they say?
Did you hear Luke does a great...
I did hear this.
Peyton Manning impersonation?
I did.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard that
from
too.
From college.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning in college. UT.
Yeah. Tennessee's finest.
Yeah.
Omaha! And that's my Peyton Manning impression.
It was Peyton Manning in here with
Uncanny.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Uncanny.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's me.
Well, Luke.
So I'm going to head on out.
No, you just got
here.
Man,
I got some Webster to catch up on.
Webster, yeah. Tell you what, real quick, have you ever seen American Idol?
Man, I'm on the show, brother.
How do you watch it if you're on it?
Man, I got one. I like to have a monitor. I like to see myself. One monitor with that on, and I got another monitor with silver spoons on.
Oh. You got any family ties up in that piece?
Oh, I'm getting there, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get out of here.
All right. I'm going to see y'all later. I'll let you know when I'm watching.
Okay.
And there's a guy you don't want to play television trivia with.
No.
No way.
I feel like he knows all.
Yeah. Kind of picture him as an 8 is enough guy.
I'm sure. I'm sure he's caught up on that one.
Yeah.
Right?
He's from the South, so maybe Fall Guy.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah. Definitely Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah,
of course. Knight Rider.
Isn't that what the car did?
Yeah.
Man, it makes me want to go back and watch some of the.
Nyrod or just.
Wow. I am Nyrod.
Kit in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Get in me, David Hasselhoff.
Well. Good night, Peridil. Wow.
Push my buttons, David Hasselhoff.
See, and I bypass making a joke that this show would last longer than the time that Joe had at home with his wife. Oh. But I'll let that go. But no.
Oh, David Hasselhoff. Guess what? Kid was following me, pick him up. We had David's magic fingers one time. And I don't even know whose car this is. I just this is back from my job where parallel park, and this thing's been following me around. Get in me, David Hasselhoff. It's a car. Get your heads out of the gutters. Ridiculous. Oh, man.
Hey, tonight's song is George Strait, Christmas Cookies. Song released in 1999. I don't know if it charted or not. I don't think it did, because no Christmas songs really end up on the chart, right? Yeah. But good song. Great song by George Strait.
Yeah.
I like it. Part of a Christmas compilation album that came out in 1999.
And this is our third George Strait song.
Really?
Looked that up. Yep. We've done number three.
Out of 102 episodes, we've done three George Strait.
And that seems songs. That seems about right. King of country music. We should have done some multiple songs by him. Now, it's weird that our third one is like Christmas cookies, but whatever. That's fine.
He's had like, 90 number one hits? Something like that?
It is crazy. What do you mean? Man's put up some numbers.
It's a good song. I like this one.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I was not prepared.
I can hear it, but hang on. Let me sing it through in my head, and I'll maybe think of it.
All the Golden California.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Is it NSYNC?
I don't know.
That was great, though.
Yeah.
Have you? Did you ever listen? We need to do this one. Thistlehair, the Christmas Bear, Alabama.
Oh, yeah, that's a.
I love that one.
Obscure one.
Yeah. Too late to do that tonight. Maybe it can be a two song.
No.
No.
Well,
you know, I mean,
how would this start? We've talked about that song before, though.
But
not as an episode.
I don't think we did it as an episode. I'd have to go back and look. But
no, I don't think so.
What is your favorite one?
I do like Faith Hill, Where Are You Christmas? I like that one.
I'm a big Elvis guy, so I like the Elvis Christmas album a lot. Particularly Santa Claus is Back in Town. I like that one a lot.
This is going to make me real popular. I don't really like Christmas music.
I hate to admit it, but I'm along that lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a Boyz II Men Christmas album that I like a lot from back in the day. But I will say my favorite, because it goes to another Letterman reference. Kobe Calais did a performance of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on Letterman one year that was just fantastic.
So. And I want to correct myself. Santa Claus is Back in Town is the Elvis song.
You know, there's a version I like better than this George Strait version now.
Of Christmas Cookies?
Uh-huh.
Lainey Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listened to that one.
It's more Lainey Wilson. This old TikTok thing. You been following all this?
No.
You know, Lainey Wilson, let's just say the backside of her body is quite round and defined. Apparently, that's a thing now. There are.
I don't think he did himself any favors.
No,
sidestepping.
No.
Well, I didn't say I was gonna. I was eased into it a little bit. Unlike, Kit over there.
Like it was almost worse.
Well, yeah.
Somehow, I don't know why.
I didn't.
Like an old greedy guy.
I didn't have time to prepare. I didn't prepare it.
So,
but
what he sees.
It was. And she said that she even posted something on
just
TikTok.
Just so I'm
about
clear, LL Cool J would have just said, "What's her name?"
Lainey Wilson.
Okay, so Lainey got a big old butt.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Baby or got she's back. Got. She's okay. got. What's got a heart like a truck? The name of the song.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the,
oh man, you're all country.
She's got a butt like a dump truck.
So yeah. Much worse. Yeah. It's been drugged through the dirt.
Oh man.
Got a heart like a truck.
Country music it's ruins everything.
Oh, it's so good. The dirt. Dreams and gasoline.
Yep, that's it.
This green silhouette light we've got behind here really makes it work. It really makes this work.
Take it back. I like Christmas again. David Hasselhoff had a Christmas album called The Night Before Christmas.
Get in me, David Hasselhoff!
And
he'd sang the
things like, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas, White Christmas, Joy to the World, and Deck the Halls."
But that was... K-N-I-G-H-T before Christmas.
No, just N-I-G-H-T. I see what you did there.
Wow, that's a missed opportunity. Yeah,
that is a missed opportunity. He has his black leather on.
Big in Germany, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yep.
Steer me.
Oh, he had multiples. Okay.
Multiple Christmas albums.
Yeah, it looks like he did a Junkie Christmas album with whoever this woman is.
Riveting. Let's get to the lyrics.
Yes, I think it'd be great. Well, yeah. Again, we are featuring George Strait's Christmas hit. We'll call it that. Song co-written by Aaron Barker, who wrote a few of George's big hits.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts on Aaron here in a minute.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
But with all of that being said, Kenny, can you get us into it?
And now, a reading.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
How do you feel about Christmas cookies?
I love Christmas cookies.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I need icing on the cookies. Mm-hmm. Not just plain. I don't like plain sugar cookies.
I do.
I mean, I'll eat them. But I would prefer them with some icing on them.
You know, if you take a single Hershey's Kiss and drop it in the middle of that sucker.
Oh, no. Okay. Come on. That's like, that's crack. I love those.
That's good. Now, or you take a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh.
Put it in one of those mini little cupcake things. And halfway through the bake, you push a Reese cup down the middle of it.
Yeah. Is that even a cookie anymore? Or is that crack?
Yeah, that is.
That crack. Is crack cocaine.
So, because I know my youngest son doesn't listen to this podcast, nor does any of his friends.
But he
I
does can bring crack this up. Cocaine. Wait, yeah. What?
So he was going to a friend's Christmas thing, and they all were making cookies, like a dessert.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he wanted to make sugar cookies. Didn't want any help.
Yeah.
He's 17.
Get out of the kitchen.
I'm like, okay, whatever. So he goes and spends, I don't know, probably, I think it was $40.
What?
$40 and stuff. And didn't even check the cabinets to see that everything he needed was already there.
Sure, 17-year-old stuff.
So we had a discussion about baking powder.
A lot of break and bake cookies.
He wanted to go scratch.
Oh.
So there was a discussion about baking powder. It's important, but he's like, this is double acting. So he was thinking he needed to cut the recipe in half. I told him, no, that's... So 1 o'clock in the morning... The other night, I wake up to a smell that's like death.
Oh.
I think the house is on fire.
Sure.
So I jump up, run into the kitchen, and he's making cookies. And he's like, yeah, Dad, sorry about the smell. 7 minutes in, I could see them smoking. They're supposed to go 12. He said, so I made another batch.
Cool.
And I don't know what he did with that, but they look more like Play-Doh. I took a bite of the cookie.
That's on you, brother.
And I will tell you, that is the worst food item I have ever consumed in my life.
Are we sure he didn't, like, fall asleep and then wake up and think it had been 7 minutes and it had been, I don't know, 80?
I don't, burnt or not, something was wrong with that.
Here's
cookie.
The most important question, though.
Uh-huh.
Your house smelt like it was on fire.
Right.
What did Luke do?
Oh,
Luke didn't do anything. He was in the basement. He probably didn't smell it.
He didn't even ring a bell or nothing.
Nothing. He's just nothing.
Like every man for himself.
No, woo, woo, nothing.
Oh, man.
So he didn't do anything. But
I was catching up on St. Elmo's fire.
Wow. Yeah.
It was horrible.
Wow.
So much so, I went, brushed my teeth, and went back to bed, and got up again to go find something to eat to get the taste out of my mouth. It was bad. So he ended up making chocolate pudding to take to the party.
Now, my son has been, my 11-year-old son, as you guys know, has been cooking lately.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've not been invited yet.
That's well, true. There's that.
But tonight, tonight was fried chicken night.
Right? The whole thing.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, biscuits, macaroni and cheese, baked cookies. They made them from scratch yesterday, chocolate chip.
I am 30 plus years his senior and couldn't pull this off.
It was fantastic. I'll post a picture of the meal on our Lyrics and Last page, but man, it was so good. He did steak a few weeks ago. One of the best steaks I've ever had. This is going gangbusters for me, guys. Like
working out real good.
Really doing
so
a good
where did
job
the idea parenting. Come from?
He just has always enjoyed, like, he helps out in the kitchen with
but your daughter, Sydney, she did as well, right?
Yeah, she Sydney's palate is not as refined as Will's. And so she just made grilled cheese and grilled Nutella sandwiches. Oh. So and fruit, because that's basically cool. Her diet. Yeah.
So real life today, we're sitting in the office, and I guess we'll call Joe maybe from his iPad or something. So it's like a FaceTime video. So he'll answer. It's on speakerphone. He says, "Dad, we don't have any paprika in the house. I really need you to go to the store and give me some paprika." And I was just like, this kid, every time I see him, I throw him in the landscape. And he's calling his dad and complaining because they're out of paprika.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world?
We've got smoked paprika, Dad. I can't have smoked. It's got to be regular paprika.
You promise? You promise you're going to go?
Yeah. I got to have it by 4 p.m., Dad.
Get it right. These things have time to simmer.
My kiddos, especially my girls, they like the baking side of the kitchen. So, like, the other night, I came rolling through the kitchen, and Holland was pouring out, you know, cupcakes and doing her thing. When it comes to the entrees, their culinary talent is telling me where they'd like to go to eat. Sure, yeah. They nail that.
Yeah, I'm good at that,
too. They nail that. But they enjoy the baking.
Remember those cookies I made for you yesterday, Dad? Well, I'd like for you to repay me with Texas Roadhouse. Yeah.
Those would go fantastic with some Old Charlies.
Yeah.
So what is your go-to cookie? Is it a sugar cookie with icing on it?
My go-to is just a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. But I will say the peanut butter cookie with the Hershey Kiss in it, I really love those, though. Those.
Bree, who's in our office, I don't know, work there. I don't know what she does. She stares at a computer and talks to everybody. She puts in numbers. Then Kit comes in and is like, get in, make David Hassel. I mean, anyway. She baked for like everyone in the office, and you're still sitting on your desk.
I've been eating them.
Oh,
okay. Really?
Oh, dang. Okay. I was going to say, ugh.
I was like, man, we're about past the statute of limitations. Yeah. Those are community bourbon balls at this point.
Right. I've been eating them.
She made bourbon balls. Oh, my God. They're seriously the best ones I've ever
had. They really were.
She put some bourbon in them.
She made
Oreo balls.
Yes. And I don't like cream cheese, and I love these. Like, I guess there's cream cheese in those?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And anyway, love those.
He's evolving.
She made brownies. She made all this stuff. And I finished that in like a day and a half. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like lots of calories. And told her anytime she wants to bake, she is more than welcome
they
to.
They were really, really
good. Like, no, seriously. Like, I was like, what? You should sell these. I don't know.
You should quit your job. Yeah. And start baking.
No.
Your boss is kind of an a-hole anyway. So,
yeah. Yeah. Like, at this point, like, I don't know. She's going to be my excuse the next visit to the doctor when they're like, yeah, you're sugar. Yeah. Well, I work with Brie.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, whatever.
And Brie, that's like a baker's name, too.
Brie the baker.
Brie the baker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Breeze Bakery.
Breeze Bakery.
That's hard to say.
Yeah.
Breeze Bakery, baked goods by Brie.
Baked goods by Brie. Bourbon.
Bourbon balls
and
by
baked
Breeze Bakery.
Goods by Brie.
Ooh. It's done.
There you go.
Trademark that.
Quadruple B.
We're registering the domain as we speak.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
You know what? We recently had a URL renew.
What do we have to renew?
We had to renew gregisold.com.
Wow.
Yeah. Is gregisdead.com taken? We should probably get that too. We can only ride this.
You're going to feel real bad when it holds
so long.
Oh, yeah, that's tempting fate there, man. Playing with fire.
Yeah. That'd
caused by sugar cookies.
Yeah, sugar cookies are no longer my favorite. I know that.
They were. Yeah, that all changed.
They were up there.
Yeah.
Chocolate. I got to tell you, I make a mean chocolate chip cookie.
Well, prove it.
I have perfected that.
No way.
Don't believe you.
I'll make it.
No, yeah. I think I've tasted. You brought in some, right? Didn't you bring in some cookies one time to the office?
I think so.
I've never tasted Greg's cookie.
I want to taste Greg's cookie.
Greg, give me your cookie. Wow. So the first,
even now I hate podcasts.
The first five lines of this. What's George wanting here?
He just
what's his motive? I guess for me, what's his motivation?
Is he really referring to those Christmas cookies? The cookies?
Or is this symbolism
else here?
It's weird if it starts getting into the ones that look like Santa Claus.
Well,
that's a different.
Maybe we should dig more into it and find out.
Now, Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top.
This euphemism's getting weird.
Oh.
So Aaron Barker wrote this song, and he wrote a few number one songs for George Strait, including Baby Blue, Love Without End, Amen, Easy Come, Easy Go, and for some other country artists as well. But I think the song that he's most famous for, Greg, is he wrote the Bluebell ice cream jingle.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. So I started doing a little research into this. Because
that's a deep dive.
That's what I do. I started getting weird. So I love Bluebell ice cream.
Even after the whole banana fiasco.
Wait,
no,
what?
No. That's
Graters. Okay.
So Bluebell is they did have a fiasco. They had the recall.
Oh yeah.
Some kind of contaminant. I don't remember.
They found a finger in one of the quarts.
Was it a finger?
Yeah, it was a finger.
Just a whole finger.
It was an entire finger, part of a thumb too.
Really?
Yeah.
Finger and thumb.
Yeah.
Quarter
of a knuckle.
All that was in one Bluebell container?
Yeah.
In defense, they were trying a chicken finger ice cream.
Yeah.
It was a chicken finger?
Yeah, I'm calling fake news.
No. You look it up. Google it right now.
Hang on. Let me Google it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do not like that.
Did you see the guy's foot?
Yes. Yeah, it was bad.
He was in a vat.
That is
gross. There goes our cred for reliability.
Lyrics and last, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. We're finger looking good.
Brought to you by our attorney.
Hey, I think we need to be on the good side of Bluebell. I would take Bluebell as a sponsor.
Dude, Bluebell is fantastic. And
we would
make,
take anybody as a sponsor.
I know, but I would take Bluebell.
Is that neighborhood Luke guy? Is he still our sponsor?
I don't know. Is he still
in
business?
Yeah, Luke's doing all right.
Everything's sold.
Yeah,
lyrics and laughs.
Yeah, that's a good
properties.
Point.
I think he retired.
I want to make a recommendation about Bluebells. I want my friend John. He lived in Baton Rouge at the time, I was visiting, and he said, "Have you ever had a Bluebell cookie two-step ice cream?" I said, "No." He busts that out. It is fantastic ice cream on its own. But then he goes into the pantry, grabs some peanut butter, puts it into a little dish.
Okay.
Puts the dish into the microwave, maybe like 16 seconds, 16 to 20 seconds. He takes the peanut butter, pours it on the ice cream, and then it melts over it, forming a shell on the ice cream.
Sure.
With that cookie two-step, I am telling you, do this, and it will change your life. It is so good.
Mm. What's in cookie two-step?
Let me look it up. But cookies.
Sure.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
I think you could do that with Dutch chocolate. It would be good.
And one dead man's foot.
Yes.
Are we going to read the lyrics to the Bluebell jingle?
Creamy vanilla ice cream with hints of brown sugar combined with chunks of chocolate creme filled cookies and tasty chocolate chip cookie dough pieces.
Can I just get this in my local 7-Eleven?
I don't know about your local 7-Eleven because first off, we don't have a local 7-Eleven is the problem. Okay. But yeah, Bluebell ice cream. That's
you can get it, Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Bluebell.
Also not a sponsor.
But no. Should be.
Go Krogering.
No free pub.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Kroger Wine and Spirits. Yeah. Get them on board.
We've just mentioned all these places.
Right. Let's send them a bill.
We've spent more time on Bluebell ice cream than we have in Knight Rider.
So then I looked up, all right, largest ice cream companies by annual revenue.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, so it's time to play.
Ooh.
What's number?
Makes the
well, I'm not going to tell you number. I'm going to go ahead and tell you number one because it feels like a little bit of a cheat. But they list, this particular list has it as private label. So, you know, Dooster's, our local ice cream place, that would be included. All those local places are included in that. So that's number one. But what would be number two?
And is this people that
in the U.S.
sell packaged ice cream in storefronts?
Yeah, so we're talking about things.
Or are we talking like Baskin-Robbins?
No, we're talking if you go to your grocery store, what is in those chain, like, yeah.
Breyers. Yeah, Breyers I'm going to put way up there.
I would say Edie's is up there.
Mm.
And I would also say Ben & Jerry's is up there.
Okay. So according to this list, Bluebell is number two, but only available in 23 states.
Huh.
Isn't that impressive?
And we're one of those states, right?
Yes. Yes.
Thank goodness.
And then number three is Häagen-Dazs, which is based out of Minnesota.
Sure. It's cold up there.
They basically just picked the name because it sounded...
Minnesotan?
Not Minnesotan, but it was... where is this? Denmark. Mm. They were known for their dairy.
Häagen-Dazs.
Number four is Good Humor / Breyers. And this is something I learned. Breyers is not all ice cream.
Yeah, they also sell those things that stick you.
No, they don't qualify. Like, if you look on the packages, there are certain things of Breyers that will say, it won't say ice cream anywhere on the package because it technically does not qualify by the FDA as ice cream.
Which has to do with, like, fat content, right?
The dairy content or whatever it is. And so they have to put it as a something like frozen ice cream entree or frozen ice cream treat or something.
Frozen
like
delight.
Yeah. Frozen ice cream or frozen, yeah.
Something yeah, there like is. There is. I've seen them at the store where it's a frozen delight.
Yeah.
Dairy delight.
So that's, I found that really interesting. I'm not a Breyers guy. I don't like Breyers.
I like Breyers vanilla. That's the only vanilla I like.
No.
Because it has the real vanilla bean.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, and again, we're trying to, you know, not give too much free pub, but the white label brand, Private Select.
Yes.
Oh, at Kroger.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my
it's great.
Goodness.
They make fantastic one. Moose Tracks. You ever had the Moose Tracks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they have one. It's called Fudge Tracks, so it's a little less moose.
Okay. they have, I think, a raspberry chocolate chunk.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I guess I want more moose.
Yeah. And you should get the moose tracks.
If I've said that once, said it once. I need more moose.
Yeah.
One more thing just about ice cream. Eric.
Yep.
Do you have an ice cream named after you?
Actually, I do. Yes.
What? Yeah.
Joe, do you have an ice cream named after you?
I do.
Look at that.
And we're going to give some free pub to our friends at Dooster's.
Yeah, we did it.
Homemade ice cream. The Eric and Joe ice cream.
Yeah.
It's based off a Little Debbie Christmas tree case.
I had some last week.
Every time we buy
it was fantastic.
A gallon of ice cream, mm-hmm. I just kind of go in there and put a Hello, My Name Is sticker on it. I write my name right there.
Yeah. Kenny Rambo's ice cream.
Hello, my name is Kenny.
I mean,
ice cream name.
Eric and Joe copied it off of that other national brand. I've seen theirs.
We connected those dots and figured that one out.
We're on to you.
That's a true story, too.
Stole that.
From us.
All right, so back to Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
So we've really not figured out anything else about Christmas cookies so far.
We're getting that course again, baby.
All right.
They're a special treat.
All right, let's get into some more of those Christmas cookies.
Well, let's see. You still like those Christmas cookies? I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees, and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now, sprinkly things just make things worse, because it makes them taste better than they did at first. And they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share. And those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. Is this guy got diabetes?
He got the diabetes.
That's a lot of Christmas cookies.
Him and Wilford Brindley hanging out together.
Oh, man, R.P. Let's see here. Oh, chorus again. What's the chorus you say? Well, I'll tell you. I sure like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad that they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
So this guy doesn't even... He doesn't want the icing.
No. He's just burning his hand.
He's just going straight
Me's cookie monster.
She hasn't put sprinkles on him. She hasn't put icing on him. It's just like all in.
I feel this guy. I don't need the icing and I don't need the sprinkles.
I want both. I want both. I want the full thing.
Is it even really a Christmas cookie without the decorations?
Yeah, it just feels like a sugar cookie.
I bite into a Christmas cookie that has sprinkles on it and it infuriates me. Is it?
No, I like a little. Yeah. I like the crunch. I don't like the sprinkles. Texture.
No sprinkly things?
No, it's just like cool. Ow.
I like the different textures of it.
If everybody was consistent with the icing, I could do the icing, but they're not consistent.
Mm. Now, the cream icing, whatever this new whipped cream icing stuff is.
No, get out of here.
Are you kidding me?
I hate whipped icing. I hate it.
You all, we got,
you're pissing me off.
Yeah, right. Well, wow. I guess we're gonna fight because
you've never seen Joe mad.
Wow. Whipped icing.
You are such a stupid person.
It is so good.
You already get your icing whipped right there. I'm telling you, boy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Settle down, Joe. It. Hey, settle down.
Now, can I have trash icing on my cake?
Joe hasn't had the best day today. Oh, he's been awfully moody, and which we won't get into, but
that is
awesome icing, yes, I agree.
I want your opinion. To make a stand. You can't ride the fence on this.
The other icing, it's like, ow, my teeth are rotting out of my head, and it doesn't taste good.
I don't like either one.
Okay, Greg.
And I guess we're talking about the same thing. It's like that really whipped deliciousness. Are we talking
that
about
really that? Whipped garbage tasteless stuff?
Yeah. No. What?
I don't know that I don't know. It's just icing.
You know, there is a clear difference.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy both, and y'all are going to taste them and agree with me. All right. More to come next week.
The traditional icing that you like go to, if you went to a Kroger or Walmart or whatever, that would be, but now they've started having this whipped icing on cakes. I mean, it's happened.
I don't know. Maybe I've not had it.
I just don't. It's just.
I'm not much of a cake person.
I am a cake person. And I will take. I feel very strongly about this. We have arguments in my family about
this.
It's
cupcakes
the time.
Are mainly what it is. You get your garbage icing, and then you have your whipped deliciousness icing. And the whipped deliciousness.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Eric on that with cupcakes. Yes. Now cookies, no, I don't.
Hey,
we have that.
There's a time and a place for everything.
I think if you want to be creative with a cookie, get a cookie cutter and have some shapes.
Yeah, there you go.
Because people aren't doing that anymore.
I don't see a lot of shapes in cookies.
I saw a great cookie cutter the other day. It was the cookie cutter actually was set circles. Up so that it was as if a bite had been taken out of the cookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Apparently, the gingerbread man may be an endangered species.
What?
Just according to a study, just 20% of holiday bakers own a gingerbread man cookie cutter.
They call I don't think bakers.
Doesn't every cookie cutter kit, that's tough to say, come with a gingerbread man?
What are we doing as a country?
I don't know.
I think we're
crapper faster. Now.
So the most popular Christmas cookie shapes, I'm glad you ask.
What are the most popular Christmas cookie shapes?
Thanks.
I know number two.
What's number two?
Number one. Number two is Kit from Knight Rider.
No,
David
close.
Hasselhoff. Is open
Christmas tree was number one, followed by a Santa shape.
Star?
A star Santa, was three. And a bell.
Bell. Yeah.
That sounds like you went to Walmart and bought the basic kit, and somebody shoplifted out the gingerbread man. That's what's happened.
I can't recall eating a gingerbread man cookie. I don't know. I mean, have you?
Really?
I don't think I like
bread.
This is the first year I'm not shaped like a gingerbread. Normally I do those. We did not do a big cookie day this year, but normally I do that. I specifically do gingerbread men.
You could put little buttons on them if.
No, I don't do that. I let somebody else do
or
that.
Or you can like make them look like Two-Face, and you can line down the middle, and they're all.
Why would I want to make them look like you?
And the other side, they have Kenny, bones
you have a question.
And intestines and stuff.
How do you know it's a gingerbread man?
Wow.
Well,
he's
got a little gingerbread thingy. You sure all cookie cutters not have that?
Got yours from a special store.
Daddy don't live here no more.
I don't know.
You've been at Spencer's Gifts, haven't you?
The old boy from the mall. Shrek just sitting back there.
I found the lyrics to the Bluebell Ice Cream song.
Oh, good.
The good old days. It's very short. It says, I remember our old country home, clean, fresh air, and the flowers growing in the fields along the path beside our swimming hole. Mama hollering through the screen, would you kids like some homemade ice cream? It was such a simpler time and place. Bluebell tastes just like the good old days. Mm. Takes you back, doesn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, Bluebell takes you back.
This is what I was talking about. Good old days. We're looking at, we can post this. It's a gingerbread man cookie, and they do half of it as gingerbread man, half with his insides.
That's pretty creative.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Somebody has Christmas, way too much Halloween. Time.
Yeah.
So or like
yeah. All right. Do we have any more lyrics, or do we get them all?
Do we have any more lyrics?
Okay.
That sweet, sweet lyric music. Now, there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Ah, take it away, boys. I sure do like my Christmas cookies, sugar. Sugar like my Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees, bells and stars. I sure do like my Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like my Christmas cookies, babe. Yeah.
What, other than Christmas cookies, what other Christmas desserts do you have at your... It's your holidays. Is there any particular one?
Sweet potato pie.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's what it's called. Or sweet potato casserole. I don't know.
Not necessarily.
It's usually gone by the time I get through the line.
I'm going to the seasonal candy, though. Like the peppermint nougat.
Okay. Yep.
Those, man.
Mm. Yep. Buckeyes.
I do like those. I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Buckeyes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Eric, anything?
We just make like normal desserts for all our get-togethers, like dirt cake and banana pudding, and you know, like apple pie and
pistachio salad. You ever had that? Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't know what's in it, but it's good.
You guys, it's green. Pistachios in it.
Mm-hmm.
Salad, a little bit of greenery. Like
some it's good.
Whip going in there.
It's good. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever. Tasted
it's been a years since cake. I've had it, but yeah,
I don't think I've ever tasted a fruit cake.
You're not missing anything.
Yeah. How about a pistachio cake? Have you had pistachio cake?
I'm not.
Yeah.
What about a Yule log? You ever had a Yule log?
I've not had a Yule log.
Have you seen them? Do you know the...
I do not.
There's a... Well, oh, shoot. I thought I had a picture pulled up. I remember going to some... I can't remember which family member it had, but they had one of these made for us, and it's... Yeah, there you go.
What's in it?
I've had those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate?
Like pinwheels? Some people call them pinwheels.
It's not bad.
I mean, I've had the pumpkin version of that.
Okay.
A Swiss cake roll type deal? Kind of like that?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Ish.
We call them pumpkin rolls.
Tell you what, one time we were at Christmas get together and Uncle Charlie left a pinwheel in the bathroom.
Yeah. This song, though, I got to say, it has me convinced you could pick any random topic.
Mm-hmm.
Like just anything. Just pick it and write a song.
Yeah.
Leprechauns.
Like, especially holiday related. Like the bar gets pretty low, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you just want something in the background. You're not really paying attention.
Yeah.
I sure do like those leprechauns, sugar. Sure do like those leprechauns, babe.
We're getting sued.
Well, did we do it?
I mean, I feel like we did.
Man, and just a shade under a decade, too. How about that?
Telling you, 50 minutes. That's shorter than some YouTube videos I've been a part of in the last week.
And we don't even have to ask the next question because we already know the answer.
Right. I mean, he's got Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
I think.
What if this was the song that did it? I would really almost be sad. Yeah. Like, right. There would be a part of me like, Chris, what, this okay, one? Like, this is the one?
Are you sure? Okay, on the next episode of Lyrics and Laughs, we try to talk Kenny out of liking country music.
Technically. Is this
could be a new twist.
Wouldn't be. Yeah. It's kind of a bummer that all this work, and it was George Strait's Christmas cookies that convinced him.
Which George was the only dude that did this for a while, and then the Oak Ridge Boys have done it as part of their holiday show for a while.
Yeah, I saw a Tim McGraw cover as well.
Yeah, on TikTok. Yeah, he did that. And, of course, Lainey Wilson did it at the CMA Christmas show. So
you kind of got a crush on Lainey Wilson.
I do like Lainey Wilson.
She was she's in Yellowstone this season.
Yeah, she is. That's just what I know her.
I don't know. She's just, she seems like a down-to-earth nice girl.
That's all.
That's what it is.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff, you seem like a nice, down-to-earth guy. Get in me.
I didn't mean David Hasselhoff.
It sounds different when you say it, Joe. It does. It gets even creepier.
Bring a friend.
Oh, please ask Kenny the question.
I have plenty of room in my trunk. For luggage, of course.
Wow. Somebody ask Kenny the question, please.
Oh. Yeah, are you?
No, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to another holiday. I don't know.
Falling down here?
What's your line?
I say it now. It's been a while.
No, you say your thing.
You say your stuff.
Oh, it's backwards? Okay. Yes. All right. Hey, subscribe to and rate Lyrics and Rap. Subscribe to and rate.
We got to start over.
Start the whole thing over.
Oh, man. Are we going to do
David
that?
David Hasselhoff, get into over. Me. Yeah. Get into me. Subscribe to and rate Lyrics and Laughs on whatever you consume your favorite podcasts. Check out Lyrics and Laughs on Facebook and Instagram. Just search Lyrics Laughs Pod. And you can also check out lyricslastpod.com, a great resource for podcast information and videos of our favorite songs we feature. And don't miss our Lyrics and Laughs country music playlist on Spotify. Maybe be some Christmas songs for you to check out this weekend. Thank you again for listening to our goofy podcast. We'll see you again next week for episode number 103 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast.
Merry Christmas and good night, Fairdale.